A recent package in the Austin American Statesman talked about the Texas Athletics Department and its increasing expenses and increasing revenues. Texas will spend more than $200,000 to support each of its student athletes this year, Dr. Brand. Does that make economic sense?
It may be for Texas. Texas has a very strong revenue stream, and they seem to be able to manage their budget very well. They have a first-rate athletic director, a man of integrity and great experience in DeLoss Dodds, and they know what they're doing. So, you know, Texas is managing well. It doesn't follow from that everyone can manage at that level. And I think that's one of the problems we have in college sports. Some schools are able to do that and do have the revenue streams. The vast majority don't. And when they don't have the revenue streams, they do create problems on campus because the subsidy for college sports has to rise, therefore making it more difficult for the institution to support its academic mission.
Many times I've heard you say that the rate of growth isn't sustainable, but we still see new facilities, lavish locker rooms, and in-state chartered flights. Are schools in for a rude awakening? Even Texas, should they be taking those in-state chartered flights?
I don't want to comment on their particular operational activities, and they're in a much better position to do that than I am or the NCAA is. But I think a few schools have sufficient revenue streams to be able to do that. Josh, are you aware that there are only six schools in all of our divisions who actually operate in the black on a consistent basis? That's a very small number. And to model yourself on those six schools when you know it's really impossible to generate that much revenue is where you get into trouble. And so while many more than six are spending and indeed overspending, those are the cases that I think I worry about. Not the few, the handful that are actually managing well.
Okay, I'll get there on the fact that these are the vast minority and we have to look at the larger issue. But instead of spending so much, and you said that there are some maybe spending too much and not making enough, instead of spending so much on athletics, do departments have a responsibility to kind of tone down that spending to help academic programs? That money can go other places.
Well, I don't think it's the athletic department's decision. I think it's the university's decision. The university decides how much it wants to allocate to subsidize athletics and how much it wants to allocate to subsidize philosophy departments, for example, or other parts of the university important to the academic mission, but which aren't themselves making money on it, aren't producing enough revenues to be self-sustaining. Those decisions should be made by the president and the board with the advice of the faculty and other appropriate bodies in the institution. So I don't think the athletic department itself has this responsibility. I think the responsibility is broader. The athletic department has to understand where it fits into the context of the wider academic mission and how it's integral to and connected with the university as a whole. But every department wants to be able to spend as much and do as well as it can. Every academic department is in a competitive environment, whether you're the English department, the physics department, or the athletics department. The decisions aren't being made or shouldn't be made by those individual departments.
If we only have a half dozen schools in the black, what about those who can't afford all of this? Should the NCAA be legislating to keep down the extravagance and level the playing field?
I think no, for two reasons. The first reason is probably the definitive one, namely it's against the law for the NCAA to legislate expenditure rates, for example, how much salary should be and how much athletic department should spend on. That's called antitrust. So we can't do that even if we wanted to. But for the sake of argument, suppose the law would change somehow, whether we got a congressional exemption or someone changed the antitrust laws. That's far-fetched, to say the least. But suppose that happened. I still don't think the NCAA should do it. The expenditure rates and what institutions spend their money on really is an individual decision of the board and its presidents and the advisory groups on campus. I don't think the NCAA has a role to play. It would be intrusive of the NCAA into the life of the campus to do that.
Thanks for joining us on Mondays with Miles. That was a great conversation, Dr. Brand. Thank you.
My pleasure.